All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome, Bizak.
Wow.
Welcome back.
I wasn't expecting the Bizak.
Yeah, Bizak. We're Bizak.
We are. Hey, y'all.
Bizak and Blizak.
That's it.
Both.
Welcome back, my babies.
Yeah.
Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good.
Hanging in there. Why do people say that? Hanging in there. Because it's hard.
You know what? Let me, because I always say I'm good. It ain't no way I'm good every week.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you feeling? What are you really feeling?
You know, I'm feeling like there's so much that I want to do and just figuring out how we can do it.
Agreed.
Because you've heard us sing the same old song.
Unless you're over on Patreon. Y'all here probably ain't heard it in a while.
It's probably a broken fucking record over there. But yeah, we are a small team, small but mighty. And there's so much that we want to do just this year alone. We have a new merch coming. We have tour that we're going to launch. We're going to hit the road. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ooh, so exciting, but also so fucking overwhelming at the same time.
So much work, yeah.
Trying to figure out how to focus, like we talked about last week, like figuring out how to...
make it all happen.
Make it all fucking happen.
Yeah.
And make sure my focus is where it needs to be, but also being pulled in so many different directions.
Yeah, yeah. I feel ya.
Not just with the pod, but just, you know, life.
Life, yeah, yeah.
It's giving yeah. puppet.
Yeah. It's giving Geppetto.
It's giving puppet.
A Geppetto of sorts. Remember, bye, 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 bye. Remember they broke out of the...
I learned that. Okay. Remember Billy Blanks?
Of course. Tybo. Girl, no, that was not Billy. Billy Blanks was Tybo.
Okay, well, who did the Darren's dance moves?
Oh.
Well, who was it? What was it? Darren's grooves? Girl, I was doing that. choreography in my living room. My mom ordered you the tape off the TV. Tapes. You got the tape off TV, girl. Bye, 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 bye.
What you want to be a for?
Girl, and then we did the Ricky Martin, too.
Which one?
The Ricky.
Living the Vida Loca.
Girl.
Oh, wait.
Or no, it was another one.
I was about to do the Cisco version.
Carnival. Girl, the way I used to be in that living room, really, I've always wanted to be a choreography type bitch, but it was just not in my car. And now I could fuck it up, twerk or do, you know, one set. Hit him with the right, left. Hit him, I could do a little, you know, I can go dumb as fuck. But when it comes to the choreography, I don't have the fluidity.
Yeah, it's the fluidity that's always missing. It is. It hella is. Bruh. Oh my God. I too wish I could. Lorianne Gibson. Remember Lorianne Fatima. Gibson? Oh yeah, Fatima. Sister Fatima is still working.
She did the Super Bowl.
She did. Remember Lorianne Gibson had a show on MTV.
Boom clap.
Boom clap.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do. I feel you. But Billy Blanks, he was doing Tybo.
Okay, Billy Blanks was Tybo, but Darren.
Darren's Dance Moves, right? Or Darren's Dance Groove.
Yeah,
I remember it. I remember it. What a time to be alive.
Girl. Anyway, how are you though?
For definitely real. Feeling something. Yeah. How are you, girl? For real. If y'all don't remember our Planned Parenthood.
No, really. How are you?
How are you, girl? For really? Right. Really? No, I feel the same way. Just like a little stress, a little overwhelm, almost like head is right above water. It's giving treading. I feel like, okay. I want to get that shit down to like the waist.
It's like when it's right there, some come up in your nose.
Yeah. I just want to feel like, okay, everybody's doing what they need to do. Everything is where it's supposed to be and we can move forward. So I think it just feels a little overwhelming and I don't want to say chaotic, but overwhelming probably would just be the best word right now because we're in that like phase of getting shit the way it's like moving into a house. You know, when you first move in, all your shit be everywhere and it's just like, oh my God.
Right.
Take some time to get things where they're supposed to be, get the function down, and then it's like, oh, now I can move through this bitch with ease.
Right. You're figuring out where the new things are.
Yeah, we're getting the feng shui of the business down pack right now.
It's like when your business or your job does a corporate restructuring and it's like, okay, now we got to do this. Now we got to fill out this paperwork.
Right, right, right.
Now I got to do these meetings. Yeah. Things like that.
We're definitely getting the feng shui of BGB intact. So, but otherwise, I'm good. Another day, another dollar.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Saturday was a work-filled weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Very productive.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new teammate.
Team member.
My bestie, Adrian,
mm-hmm.
has joined the squad. So that was really cool, just getting a workflow and an energy between the three of us. And I'm really excited. So Saturday was filled working.
How do you feel about that? Sometimes, you know, when you're, of course, Adrian and I have interacted numerous amounts of time, but do you ever feel kind of, anxious, worrying about how energies will interact? Like say this is a work setting and it's been you and I for ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, of course we've introduced one other fucking person, but she was a stranger at the time. Now she's family. Emma. But you know, like when you're introducing a friend, how do you feel about that? Because I feel like I would kind of be like, ooh, I hope everybody gets along.
Are you saying generally speaking or in this work environment, this work setting? This is the first time I had to do this. This is the first time I've ever done this. And initially I was a little not concerned if the energies will vibe because I know that like, if I vibe with her, I mean, we all have similar energy because we're all like, I'm your friend. She's my friend. You know, like we've gang before, mm-hmm. even Kayla. So I wasn't too concerned about that. I just wanted to make sure that everybody's comfortable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I know the energies will work, but we're working. You know, it's not just like, let's go to brunch, have a casual conversation. Like, this is really our baby. And I want to respect that space, too. Like, you know, we might feel differently about certain things. And I know that it's easy to have a bias towards your friend. So I want to also be mindful of that too, right? Like not being biased towards Adrian for any, whatever reason, like if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. And if it is a fit, that's great. So I think that was just my main concern is like hoping that we all work together well.
Yeah. And it's been a fit.
It's been a fit so far.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. I'm really excited. How do you feel about it? Were you concerned like, oh shit, now she's bringing her.
No, because I know that we needed assistance in that area. So with me, it's just seeing if someone fits, then I'm not opposed. And
right.
She has shown that she's a fit. Yeah. So it's like, hey,
Get on in here.
Right.
Get your ass
now,
in here.
Now, I guess if she wasn't a fit, then that probably would kind of be sticky.
Weird, huh? Like Adrian's not a fit.
Yeah, I don't know how I would approach that. But thankfully, we ain't got to do that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, she's hit the ground running.
Yes.
So, feeling good about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, after we worked all day, we had a beautiful dinner at Bavel.
Oh, my God.
Bavel.
That dinner?
Adrian said, you girls know how to treat a girl.
That dinner was so good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we love a fine dining experience. Definitely. Over here. And luckily we live in LA and there's so many beautiful restaurants to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes places have the aesthetic, the vibe, and the food don't be
matching
up.
Yeah.
But Bavel.
Bavel, which we were calling Babel. Child, when I called to check on that res, I said,
It's a fairly new restaurant in our arts district. Near downtown LA, and it's Mediterranean, Moroccan.
Inspired. Mm-hmm.
Girls, and God, when I tell you every course, I love how they bring out the meals course
style.
Yeah,
yeah, it was amazing.
That elevates the experience. People kept coming, feeling.
Taking silverware, I love that. I'm like, do what needs to be done.
It gave 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. Highly recommend the oyster mushroom kebab.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
was just stunning. The hummus was bomb. The pita.
The freshly made pita. They had fried pita. We had the baba ganoush.
Oh, gosh. Just amazing cocktails. It was a great time. But she did say that. She said, you girls, you know how to treat a girl.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah. We like to offer what we can.
Right, because she's treating us well.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. We're good at that. I will say we're good at that. This is what our offering. We will take you out and treat you, baby. We will take you out and have a good time with you.
Because that's how we be treating ourselves.
We will shower you.
Yes.
We will shower you. So that was good. I felt good about it and super excited that we're getting the people in place to do the things that we need.
Right.
Onward and upward.
That's the point.
And if you're listening out there and you feel like you might want to join the team, I'm sure we have something for you to do.
We do. Specifically if you're an expert in the areas of social media.
Yeah, content creation.
Content creation, social media. I'm sure there's some other things. But
email us. Say, this is what I do.
Right.
What do y'all need? And we will get
back
to you.
Subject work.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll get back to
subject
you.
Subject work. So, yeah. That was a new week, new tea.
That was. Kiki with...
Were we all kiki? And you kiki with we?
Yeah.
So while we're kikiing, we need you to continue to kiki in those ratings and reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you can either do that on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a written review and a rating, or on Spotify, where all it takes is a rating of 5 stars.
That's it. A click. What did I say I wanted to be at last week?
Was it 290?
290. Let me see what the fuck y'all got going on.
I just want to be success.
Because I'm going to have to beat y'all.
I just want to be success.
It's getting beating. Let me check. There I am. There she is. Y'all, you keep falling short.
What is it?
285. I'm not happy about it. Listen, okay, I'm making it 295. This is easy to do, y'all. 10 girls, 10 peeps. Do what the fuck you need to do. Get on over to Spotify and leave a rating. Do you want to read our review of the week?
I will. This one comes from Maya with the brown heart. Love that. Homegirl vibes, y'all. I wish y'all could hear me when I say I love, love, love this podcast. I am only 21, so I soak up a lot of information from your show. It's like having my own two big sisters. I constantly tell people to listen to the show. I hope the show continues to prosper and y'all continue to drop gems. It is greatly appreciated. Definitely homegirl vibes.
We told y'all before and we gonna tell you again. It's homegirl vibes here.
Purr.
That's it. Forever homegirl vibes.
You know the vibes.
Yeah. So thanks, boo boo. Really appreciate ya. Little sister.
Yeah.
So
21. No, to be 21.
Girl.
I still have milk on my tongue. You know what I remember? Did you ever go to Ivar? That club?
Ooh, yeah.
Girl, that's where I went for my 21st birthday. And I had my shortcut pixie of sorts.
And what?
I had my shortcut. And I just remember someone was driving. I can't remember. But I went to catch up for dinner because the heels.
Yeah.
And we were driving down Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard. And I was hanging out of the window with my shortcut blowing in the fucking wind. And I had just moved to LA and I was like, wow, I'm where I'm here. Supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
We were able to pull up to the spots that you see on TV, like Ketchup. This food was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's not a good place. I had a friend who worked there. Girl, just bring the food. It's free. I eat it. But damn, right. It was not a vibe like that, though. Guys and Dolls, though. You remember a little Guys and Dolls,
yeah.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. It was a vibe. So, pivoting back to the things that you should be doing.
Right.
Joining us over on Patreon. We've already given you a rundown of what it is. There should be a snippet up of our episode on submission. So by now, you should have joined us over on Patreon for more of that type of content.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shit happening over there. But I guess you guys aren't thinking so, because there was only one person who joined us this week.
Who was it?
It was... Tanisa. Tanisa, thanks for joining us over there, girl.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, y'all. Y'all are letting us down.
But we need to know. We need to know what's going on, you know?
Because
when the lights go off and we turn the mic down.
And the camera shuts off. Yeah. It's going to give, what's those kind of dolls?
It's giving the whiz. Remember when everything had died?
Yeah.
If the scarecrow was hanging, Michael needed oil, Tin Man, and everybody was just
down bad.
Down,
okay, we are going to be those
and
two.
And then, you know, it started waking up and get on down and we're going down the road. If you want us to continue down this road, you have to get over to Patreon. It's not optional. I don't fucking understand. Because I'm feeling Tin Man-ish, scarecrow me.
Oh my God, this girl. So, get on down. Make us happy.
Please.
Last week's episode, y'all, we talked all about focus. Improving our focus, tips to help with that, why we're struggling with focus. And I will say, just piggybacking off the heels of last week's episode, today I implemented this screen time, downtime vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girl, and I was working. I was productive.
Why didn't I know that was a thing? So we talked about Flipped, which is still a great app because it literally removes all the apps off your phone for whatever increment of time you allot. But iPhones has a built-in app similar feature called Downtime. So for whatever time you allot or as long as you have the feature on, they will disable the apps on your phone. Now, you can bypass them.
Right, but come on. It's getting thirsty.
Yeah.
I had mine on all day. I got on Instagram for just a quick bit. TikTok is really what has me in a chokehold these days. TikTok, I said, oh my God.
You know why? Because it's like, you get so much there. It's very entertaining and it's also informative.
It almost gives YouTube a quick, short YouTube. If you find a person that you like and you go to their page and they're really producing quality content, it's giving like, I'm like, oh my God, I love it now.
It's like you learn so much, you find little
gems. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm loving it.
It's dupes. You can find little cute outfits. It's just.
Yeah, it's a rabbit hole for sure.
How to do hairstyles, girl. I saw this girl do a headband technique where.
With her own hair? Like a braid?
No, she had her hair like.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier.
And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
A press or whatever. And she puts like a little headband on, like, you know, the cotton spandex headbands. Mm-hmm. And like weaves the hair through the headband.
Mm. Oh, and then she takes it out and it's curly. Yeah. 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 I've seen that. And I've seen people do it with a...
The little rod thing.
Yeah. No, like a...
A satin?
No. A hair tie. Mm. Like if you put a thinner hair tie and you just twirl the hair, pop, pop, pop. Or you start at the bottom and then roll it up. And when you get to the top and then you just take it out. But right. Yeah.
And it's more comfortable than sleeping in a flexi rod.
Yeah, you should try it.
I will. I just got to get it. Got to go to Target.
Yeah, I've seen a few TikTokers and I'm like, that's what's inspired me to get back on my shit. I said, these young girls are doing it the fuck up. They are really getting dressed. They are really putting on a beat. They are giving a fuck. And here I am. Oh, bitch, in the
girl,
club.
When they do their OOTDs and lift up the foot.
Girl, when they do the GRWM, yeah, they get ready with me. I'm like, oh, my God, girl, you are doing it. So, yeah, TikTok has me in a chokehold. But today, it did not. I loosened myself. The shackles were taken off. Shackles were off my feet and I was dancing.
I love TikTok.
I know. Most of us do. But, yeah, try to use that downtime feature, y'all. It's a vibe.
I decreased my screen time down as well. I'm at 7 average.
Good, good, good.
I said, no, that I was embarrassed.
11 hours is wild.
I think something was going on last week, though. That's
sometimes
not my
that happens. That time, sometimes that happens. Yeah. I'm trying to see what mine is now, my little average.
It's probably 5 or 4 now that you have had the downtime activated, huh?
No, 8.
Okay.
Not include. Yeah, 8. Yeah. That was 8, yeah. But by tomorrow, with the downtime being down, I'm going to be down to 6 hours easy. Pow! 6. Usually, I'm in like between the 6 or 8
getting
range.
Getting work done.
But Monday and Tuesday, I was really on TikTok heavy at work. Yeah. I was like in between. Damn, y'all. If you are over on fucking Patreon, and you already know, we told y'all some motherfucker who has therapy in the studio next to us. And shit, this nigga be going through it and he's loud as fuck. Tired of him. Anyway,
speaking of therapy, I start my new therapist journey. This is my third therapist. They say third time's a charm. I will be updating the girlies on TikTok because those are the girls that are locked in and what the fuck's going on. I'm just letting you guys know that I have a new therapist here, but I'm not going to tell you the details.
You're going to update them on TikTok?
I mean, Patreon.
Oh, I'm like, oh my God.
TikTok, I meant Patreon.
I was like, wow.
No, I don't be on TikTok. I'm just a spectator.
Yeah, spectator.
I don't have the bandwidth. If you're on TikTok, you got to really be on it.
And creating content, real content.
Or being hella funny.
So, yes, this week though, what are the girls doing? Because we're pivoting.
So we're in our Reclaim the Brain.
Reclaim the Brain. Reclaim the Brain. What it is now, y'all.
Reclaim the Brain.
We're reclaiming the brain.
Yeah, reclaiming the shit. So today we are talking about dissociation.
Ooh. Say it again, Mufasa.
Dissociation.
Say it again.
Dissociation.
Ooh. Whatever it goes. Mufasa, Mufasa,
we're
Mufasa.
We're talking about dissociation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty common.
Yeah.
It's pretty common. And if you don't know what it is, that's why we're here to tell you what it is. So what is dissociation? Dissociation is a disconnection between a person's sensory experience, thoughts, sense of self, or personal history. People may feel a sense of unreality and lose their connection to time, place, and identity.
Mm.
Now, it can get real.
It can.
It can get real. Or it's a scale. Right? Yeah. You can be on the far end of the scale or the lower end of the
spectrum
scale.
Of sorts.
A spectrum. Right?
A spectrum of sorts.
And as always, we're here to introduce this to you. We're not here to diagnose you. We're not medical professionals.
No, we're not.
So if you're on the far end of the spectrum, we highly recommend you seek professional help.
Yes, please, y'all.
Just have to get that disclaimer every time we're jumping into the psychology bag because we know the vibe.
Yeah, so that was it right there. So yes, disassociation disrupts areas of our personal functionality that usually operate automatically, pretty smoothly, and like consciously, right? So Well, consciousness would be one of those areas. Mm-hmm. Identity, memory, and self-awareness.
Right.
Things that typically are like, okay, I'm tapped in. I know where I am. I know what's going on. You know,
I'm fully present.
I'm fully present. That part of your system operates just like automatically.
Right.
It's just a flow. But dissociation is like, it puts a halt to that.
Right. It's like a removal.
Yes.
Let's paint a scenario.
Paint a picture.
I think this might be the thing for this series, scenarios being painted.
Paint a picture.
Because I think I like the one we painted last week. But anyway, here we are back here. Close your eyes if you're not driving. If you're in a safe space, I'm going to take you on a short ride.
Go for it.
Have you ever been driving and suddenly realized you didn't remember the last 10 minutes of your drive? Have you ever been in a conversation and recognized you haven't heard a word the other person just said? Ever daydreamed through a lecture at school? Rise. Open your eyes.
Ding.
Almost everyone has had this autopilot.
Yeah.
Going on, right? I can say for sure, hands down, that I've had driving. Girl. It kind of freaks me out when that happens because I'm like,
how did I miss that?
Or I'm just like, not even if I miss something, it's just like, how was I so disconnected from driving?
Yeah.
That I don't even realize what was going on for this period of time.
Right.
It's like, wow.
That's happened to me before. It's just like you mentioned, like the autopilot piece and just really not even being alert, not being aware, which is low key scary because when you realize you were tapped in, it's like, what the fuck was going on when I wasn't?
Right.
Sometimes that happens. Like if I'm having a conversation with people, it's not all the time, but you can think back and recall times when it's happening. And somebody is like in a full ass conversation and you're just like, not even listening. And when you finally realize, like, dog, I don't even know what the fuck you were talking about.
Right, yeah.
It's like, oh, what was going on with me? Where was I?
Right.
Where were my antennas?
And the thing is, this is a common behavior, like we mentioned, because a lot of the times we do this to detach if we have some anxiety around maybe what's going on, what has happened to us. And it's just like we detach.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
it happens. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank. It's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
So there are a few types of dissociation disorders, right? So depersonalization and derealization disorder. So this usually happens when you feel detached from your own body or thoughts, right? Somebody might feel like they're observing themselves outside of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't really even know what have any sense of like connection between you and your surroundings. This happens to about 75% of the population at some point of the time. This is probably like our most like more common vibes. What
this
we're
has
all
happened
experiencing.
To me before, and what are those called? Psychedelic induced.
I'm like festivals.
Psychedelic induced experience. I can go back to a moment where I was like lit, right? And like in my litness, specifically, like if it was on mushrooms, I'm like it's like I see myself, like I'm here.
Yeah.
And I see what's going on, but it's like I'm detached. I'm disconnected from it. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm kind of watching it.
Yeah.
Front row seat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
It's kind of.
And then like, you know, thoughts get to going in your mind.
It almost feels like too self-aware. I know this is saying like it's not like I'm specifically speaking about the mushroom experience. And we'll talk about that at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, damn, nigga, I'm too aware. Hold on. What the fuck really going on?
Right.
Like, you feel really out of your body, out of your mind.
Well, I mean, I guess you are aware, but it's like you're aware and looking at somebody else. But it's really you.
It's you. It's on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
I feel like this is definitely what I'm most familiar with. And another stat, for 2% of the populations, this symptom becomes more frequent.
And I think that's the
small hand of people.
Right. And I think that's when it's like a real issue that needs to be addressed, because if you're constantly like outside of yourself, feeling like that disconnected, imagine the problems that would present in your day to day life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, there's reasonable cause for people to go through and experience and feel these feelings, but it's like that's not a sustainable way.
No, not at all.
To operate.
No.
Another type of dissociation is dissociative identity disorder. So this is previously known as multiple personality disorder. And this is marked by having
two or more personalities.
Yeah, two or more personality states.
Ganging in your head.
Split.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all seen that movie Split. Wow. Very powerful film. Very powerful film.
It had me shook.
And it's really people who... are really dealing. Yeah, are really dealing. So enough on that.
Yeah.
Not going into it. Lastly, the next type of dissociative disorder is dissociative amnesia. So this condition is usually characterized by forgetting personal information and memories of events. This is the real trauma T. Mm-hmm. Like blocking it out of my memory completely. Don't even realize or remember what happened. Not going there. Not going back into that memory bank.
I've read a lot about this, like reading psychology material, how people will be speaking with a therapist. And it's like, I was speaking with my therapist and they asked me about my childhood. And for some reason, I cannot recall any of my childhood. Like, I don't know what happened in my childhood. And I know some people are like,
but how you were there.
What happened in my childhood? Like, and I blocked it out and I don't remember. Or was it all good? It's like, I really do not remember my fucking childhood.
That was a piece for me. I was a little low-key scared to start therapy because I'm like, I don't want to have like unconsciously block something out and then something gets pulled up like.
You did say that.
I know. Luckily, I ain't go deep with the last girl, so I ain't have to pull no wounds up, you know, no scabs off.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I was thinking that like, damn, have I completely like become amnesiac to an event or something that happened, like, nigga, I feel like everything's been good, but shit, I don't know.
You thought that they were going to open up a Pandora's
box? Yeah, I'm like, but I feel like for the most part, I remember majority of everything. Yeah. What about you? You feel like you got a good, you know, everything?
I do, but sometimes I feel like, do I have amnesia because, like, my memory is a little clouded? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, and this can be something associated with disassociation is like, you have a hard time figuring out if something really happened or if it just happened in your imagination.
Right.
Like, was this really a part of my childhood or is this something that I am imagining happened? And I'd have thought that sometimes, like, did that really happen?
Right.
Or
right.
I can't really identify.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, wow, am I the only one who experiences shit like this?
You're not the only one. This tells us that you're not.
Right.
It's a real thing.
But in the moment when I was thinking it, I would be like, did that really?
Am I tripping?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. So you're probably wondering, what are the causes of this? We mentioned it briefly, but trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma is like, well, the exact cause is not clear. It can't be like, okay, this happened to you and this is why you're disassociating. But one of the most common causes is trauma.
Right.
Something happens, physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse, car accidents,
assault, yeah,
military,
so many things, the traumatic events,
war comp, yeah, like something traumatic happened, and in efforts to protect ourselves,
mm-hmm. It's giving survival skills,
right? A primary survival skill is like, let me
block that out,
block this out so that I can continue to move forward,
yeah,
but it can be a hindrance.
Especially if you don't deal with the trauma and only, I don't want to say apply because you're not really applying, but only dissociate so that you can move past it and not deal with what it is that you're really dealing with. Feel like, you know, go through the feelings, go through the emotions process. You just dissociate and it's just like, okay, cool. Now that's right. Compartmentalized. I don't got to deal with that. I can move forward.
Well, you think you can move forward, but then it ends up popping up around
in another
on the back
way.
End. And because you thought you, well, because you just blocked it out and didn't actually deal with it, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You're hit with a ton of bricks.
Buttload. Another cause, drug use.
Yeah.
Drugs. That's for another day and another time.
Yeah.
But yeah, we already told you our experiences with that. So how can you tell if you're experiencing disassociation, if this is happening to you? Again, we are not licensed therapists. We are not psychotherapists. We are not none of the shits.
We're not professionals. We're just two black girls
who gather research and present it to other black girls. Thanks. So these are a few signs and symptoms if you are dissociating. So you might feel disconnected from your body, like an out-of-body experience, like we mentioned to you. This might be a one-off. Also, don't feel like, oh, I got to float through the whole day not feeling connected to my body or not knowing what the fuck going on. It could be a short moment in time. Remember, a spectrum. So it's very mild. It can be very quick. And it can also be something more severe where you're experiencing these feelings more frequently. But definitely having those out-of-body experiences, not being connected to your surroundings or having any clue of like, what the fuck? How did I get here? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So that's definitely a sign and a symptom.
Yeah. Also, when you, like you said, feel separate from the world around you, kind of like in a continuous isolation, which maybe you're not necessarily isolating yourself, but you just feel isolated.
Yeah.
In a way where it's just like, wow, I have no connection to anyone, anything. It's like I'm just a lone ranger.
Which can be scary.
As fuck.
Where you are not alone.
You're not alone.
I am here for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, feeling numb or experiencing emotional detachment. This is a piece, right? You don't ever want to connect. You don't ever want to put, you know, feel anything about anything because you might be afraid to deal with or process your real emotions. It's just like, I don't have anything. I don't have any feelings towards this. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Yeah.
Not healthy.
I feel like I've practiced this in relationships, especially in the beginning stages where I'm like kind of apprehensive because people probably let me down or not probably have let me down. And I'm kind of like, I'm going to disassociate from my feelings.
Yeah.
And just like, I'm here. I'm present.
I'm present.
Right. I'm present. I'm you know,
I'm allowing myself to go with the flow. I'm feeling the feelings right. when really it's like wall is up
with the flow, but just like, you know, acting like you don't really, you can, people can tell when you're not really there, but it's just like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all a survival skill. It's to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. So definitely feeling numb or like I don't have any like connection to anything that's going on here now.
Not even allowing myself to form a connection.
Mm. It gets deep. Tell your neighbor it's tight, but it's right. It's
not even allowing it.
Yeah.
And that happens and you're then, but then it's like as humans, we play ourselves because as humans we need and we want connection. So something that we think is protecting us and we're using it for survival can hinder us.
And maybe at one point it was for a great survival skill.
Right.
But you cannot go through life in the fight or flight, like constantly suppressing, constantly trying to be in survival mode. At some point we have to pivot to thrive. Mm-hmm. So talking to somebody, identifying what's going on, and we'll get down to some tips about coping and things like that, but like identifying what's really going on and working through the problems so that you can stop fucking trying to survive, like right. living in this, you know, way of like, oh my God, I have to protect myself. Like, yes, but no.
Yeah.
Like you're not really in that much
danger. It's
like, danger.
Does the protection have to be that extreme? But we get, it's like the flight or freeze, right? And when you're disassociating, you're in the freeze.
Yeah,
it's like you're frozen and stuck in time because you don't know what to do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, let me just shut down, block off, disconnect, mm-hmm. because I'm trying to protect myself.
Yeah, and don't want to deal with my emotions.
Yeah,
and my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big feeler, baby. Big feeler energy over here.
We know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So also a way that you can tell if you're disassociating is if you're lacking a sense of identity or lacking identity of a, or a sense of who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's a spectrum. We all go through this sometimes. Like, what am I doing? Who am I really? Am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for somebody else? But if there's a pattern, if this is consistent and you just feel like, what the fuck,
mm-hmm.
then that can be an indicator of a larger problem that mm-hmm. needs to be addressed.
Yeah, yeah. Nextly, forgetting events or personal information. So I can speak to this or like having, I guess, some not experience with this, but like hearing this from other people. If you're in a sorority or fraternity, like pledging, sometimes
girl,
people are
that shit went out my mind,
right? But people are like, it's a blur, like I don't even remember majority of it because you're just like detached, yeah, surviving, not trying to have an emotional connection to the experience because it's just too fucking much and it can be traumatic. I don't want to say what everybody's experience was. I ain't even gonna say what my experience was, but we know that like shit like that can be traumatic. So in efforts to just not process or deal with it, you just completely forget it even happened or like what was going on. Like I can't remember the day to day. I can't remember the night to night. Nigga, I just woke up and it was done. You know, like I've just been trying to trek forward and mm-hmm. I was just in the survival skill mm-hmm. vibe where it's like, I need to just make it to the next day and then the next day and then the next day and then the next day. And you just forget. Like, I don't forget. I done forgot half that shit. There's some shit, y'all, that I will never remember. I'm like, it's gone.
On the day.
It's gone. I actually wiped it from my memory.
Zap.
Yeah. Men in Black.
Another way you can tell is if you don't experience or you experience very little pain,
mm-hmm.
that can be physical or emotional, but that's why there's some exercises that we'll mention to make sure you're staying tapped into your senses because we don't never want to be desensitized to pain. Pain alerts us of danger.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I can say, although I am a big feeler, there's certain times in my life where for me to not feel like let down or hurt, I will, you know, be like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
You will.
I will try to like detach from something emotionally because I don't want to go through whatever. I can tell you a real time where I was like, yo, I'm not even tapping in with you. Like, I feel like I shared this before, but like my grandmother, like mm-hmm. my whole experience with her and my relationship with my paternal grandmother.
Your paternal
grandmother. I'm just like, no feelings towards it, no words. I don't have anything to say because I feel like not having her around was lightweight traumatic for me.
Mm.
like already not having my father, right? And then having this next extension of my parent where it should be like an automatic, systematic, like I'm gonna come in hot.
Yeah.
And then there was like little to like
no tea
after a certain age. That feels traumatic to me. Like loss of father, grieving that, not having an absence there, you know, and then not having you. I almost did. You know what I wanted to do?
No.
But I mean,
no, I won't allow you.
She's dead and gone now. But even at the funeral, I was like not even allowing myself to be emotional. I was like,
were there emotions that you were
suppressing
or there were none?
I could not. There was probably moments where I felt like the right thing to do here would be to cry right thing to do here. Like, I'm human, you know, so I feel like that. I probably
right. It's like I'm moved by the emotions, but these aren't necessarily my deep rooted emotions.
Yeah, like I can't even remember the funeral. Honestly, truly, I remember being there. I remember little bits and pieces. And truth be told, my sister was very engaged, and I was like talking to her as if we were not there. And she was like,
"Why are you doing that?"
Right, like I'm fucking mourning, I'm grieving, and you are just like, I remember that piece, but like the play by play, nah, I don't. I truly do not. So I've had my experience with this.
Because you'll go through a breakup and be like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, there has to be some giving of a fuck.
I don't. I'll be like, yeah, no, it's actually over. I'm done. Unless I'm really, really fucking done. But there have been some times where I've been a little hurt. And I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm actually done with it. Right. I'm actually done with his ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so,
Okay, so let's talk about some tips for coping.
Yeah.
Some ways that we can possibly get ahead of the shit. So just want to give a disclaimer that the strategies that we're going to suggest are not necessarily direct coping strategies for disassociating. These are more so tips to manage stress and anxiety, which can lead to disassociation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Have to keep saying that we're not the professional.
No.
But we do know the tips and tools to manage stress and anxiety, because we know when you're stressed and you're fucking anxious that it spirals.
Yeah, whirlwind of things start to happen.
Spiral. Okay, so my number one.
Yeah. Deep resonance here.
This is it for me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get adequate sleep.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie? I don't remember the name, but something happened, like some sort of like explosion or some chemical was released and they couldn't go to sleep.
No.
Like nobody could go to sleep. So they started turning delusional and like they were trying to figure out how to get people to go to sleep. And I'm like, bruh, that's how I be feeling when I don't get my 8 hours.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me. I need my sleep.
This is true. I never seen that movie, but yeah, that's true. Because when you're up, you don't have what you need. Your mind hasn't slept. You haven't like rested.
No, yeah.
You really start to feel like, hold on, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Then you just start moving through this bitch like a zombie for real.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel you. Get your sleep, y'all.
So
this is important.
Adequate sleep is so, so, so important. I feel like we should do a whole episode on sleep.
And maybe the power of. Yeah, we should.
Yes.
That could be helpful.
Yeah.
That can be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's. So, using relaxation strategies, this is really important. So breathing exercises, meditating, grounding, mindfulness, aromatherapy, all of the tactics that we usually use to ground ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We want to really implement those, you know, just to keep us present. This is all about making sure that we're bringing ourselves back to the present moment. So when you feel your stress and your anxiety creeping up and you're like, you know what, I'm going to start feeling detached or not being able to process and not being present and zoning out and being on autopilot, you got to stop, take some deep breaths, do a thing, meditate, whatever it is you most find useful, apply it.
Yeah, also getting physical exercise, something that I need to do more of.
Move your body, girl, makes the fellas go the way you ride it, girl. You know, they were really saying some things in those songs. She said, the way you ride it, girl.
Yeah, I know. I heard her.
The way you ride it, girl, makes the fellas go crazy. That's my favorite right there. You know, I get on top of you. Take it
from
slow.
From head to toe.
Yeah.
I feel your flow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I used to love that Nina Sky.
The Nina Sky.
But yes, getting mm-hmm. some physical exercise does wonders.
Yeah.
For us. And I need that gym membership came out and I said, this is a month. Actually, it was March. I said, this is a month that I said, not in there, it's getting canceled. But I just couldn't bring myself to cancel it because I know I need to get in there.
It's a fight. But you've been doing your walks. Physical exercise doesn't need to be
right.
a gym. It's just moving your body. If that's deep stretching, walking, jogging.
Fuck that.
Whatever.
Anything that's picking up speed? Oh, hell no. Hell.
But, I mean, you do your walks and you're moving your body. Physical exercise can look like a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also good for us to remember and try to deconstruct what physical exercise looks like. Because it's kind of like a one size fits all. Like, okay, you got to be in the gym pumping iron. And if that's your thing, that's great. If that's your thing, that's great.
Yeah.
But physical exercise can look like a lot of things. And we just have to open our ideas to the many options that we can do
available to us.
Yeah, that we can move our body and feel good and get our hearts pumping, and it doesn't have to look like went to the gym this morning,
right?
You know, equally successful in the movement category if you just walked. Healthy diet, y'all. We said it before and we're gonna say it again. Make sure you're eating the eating to live,
not living to eat,
you know, nourishing and fueling your temple. Because that's what's really going to help you keep your brain alert, you know, eating those good brain foods, having some good teas, not relying on the Celsius to carry you through the day. It's toxic. It's bad. A little here and there, yes. But trust me, you do not want to be cracked out.
It can't be your tried and true.
It cannot be. And I was actually after I went down a little Celsius rabbit hole, and I'm like, this is why I feel like I've been crashing the last couple of days. I feel
Where did you see? You was on Reddit?
No, I was not on Reddit.
Oh, what?
But like, just like that caffeine crash and like being up on that much caffeine and drinking that shit every day, relying on it. And then when you're not drinking it, it's like, no, I said enough. I'm not doing that to myself. I cannot. I care too much.
You said it had a lot of caffeine in it, so I'm really not surprised. I don't like the feeling.
200 milligrams, baby.
The feeling that caffeine gives you is not for me.
Yeah.
Immediately no.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, we are identifying and avoiding or managing our triggers, right?
Yes.
We're all triggered. We know there's these things where that cause us to have sudden mood changes,
mm-hmm.
attitudes flaring up.
Period.
Difficulty remembering personal details, like just trying to be present to notice when there's a shift. Because when these shifts happen, these triggers happen, that's when the dissociation might click in. It's like, okay, fuck no. Like, again, the fight, flight, or freeze. And mm-hmm. it's like, let me freeze. This is triggering me. This is bringing up a memory that I don't like and I don't fuck with. And then we detach.
Yeah. So just watch for the signs. Because sometimes it can happen unconsciously or subconsciously. So when you feel like, you know the things that kind of take you out of your zone. Be like, oh, fuck.
Right.
I know that's a thing. I know dealing with that nigga be really.
Yeah. Yeah. You start to feel disconnected.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
My mom said, when you turn it off, you really turn it off. I'm like, does that everybody?
Yeah. Most times.
Yeah.
Most times. So here are a few practical tips. You know, we have to leave the girls with some things that they can really take out into the world. So engage your senses. This is a great way to keep everyone present in the moment. This is what we're going to do. So squeeze an ice cube in your hand. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to how you feel, pressing into the, how you feel. Actually, pay attention to your feet pressing into the floor. We want to do multiple things. Ice cube in hand, feet pressing into the floor.
Okay.
You should be feeling the sensation, just really connecting. Another thing you can do is name 5 things you can see right now. Right. If you feel yourself like, I don't really know where I am, or like I was on autopilot, I've just been driving or whatever it is, tap in really fast and name a few things. Like, I see a bag, Brittany's headphones, camera. Then you know that you're present. Like, I know that I'm here in the moment right here, right now. Yeah.
I like those.
Using, basically, we want to use your body. We want to get some traction in all of our senses. Smell, sight, taste, hearing. What's the other one? Feeling, that's what you should be considering. What can I see? What can I smell? What can I feel? What can I taste? What can I hear? Bow. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to be disconnected if you're squeezing an ice cube and pressing feet down. It's like, okay.
You don't got
to
do it all at once. But yeah, those are stupid.
Because I was like, oh, we're doing them all.
No, but the ice cube thing is real. You know, grounding, all of that. Feet in the ground.
That's how I feel when I'm on my walks. It's like, they say that there are real healing properties in walking every day. Like, there's this woman who's been walking every day for 10 years, girl.
What is she looking like?
Healthy.
Good. Well, she's thriving. Queen. A queen.
It's like, when you're walking, you got to be present, right? Of mm-hmm. course, we're listening to things. You may do a little drift off, but it's like you're walking, your feet are touching the pavement. You got to see, am I turning right? Is a car coming? You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, you just have to be very alert.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's powerful. I'm going to keep preaching about these walks. Don't sleep on it.
Especially if you're in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
Don't know what to tell if you're in the ghetto.
Yeah, because you might be tussling. It's like, I'm yeah. stressed on this walk. Is he going to snatch my purse? What? Don't come over here. What do you want? You know when you're in certain areas and you on guard, it's like, I can't walk.
And that's when I'm not going outside.
I can't walk.
I ain't trying to be on guard.
Okay, so here's another practical tip. Pay close attention to your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do this anywhere, and the best part is nobody even has to know that you're doing it. You know, we love a silent moment.
Yes.
So I'm going to walk you through it.
Walk me through it.
Slowly breathe in your nose. Oh. Are you doing it? Feel the sensation of the cool air as it moves into your nostrils. Then follow the air as it enters your nose and spreads to the back of your throat. Next, slowly breathe out. Feel the contrast of the warm air and the sensation as it leaves your nostrils. Again, the sensory input keeps you connected with your body and your surroundings.
Yes. I've never felt the air going into my throat, but that time I did. Like when you inhale. Are you inhaling through the nose, nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You feel it in mm-hmm. the back? Yeah, I never felt it. Brittany.
Isn't that what you do? Through the nose. Yeah, I said through your nose. Breathe into your nose.
Yes. Okay. Lastly, another thing you can do is choose an object to keep you in the present moment. So this could be anything. This could be a photo, a piece of jewelry, or any small keepsake. Think about like your necklace that you had that you wear. That might be a really easy one for most of mm-hmm. us who wear jewelry, a necklace or a ring, a bracelet, things like that. Build an association between it and the present. Every time you see it or touch it, it should remind you that you are in the moment, right? So then when you need it, you just reach for it. Mm. I like that.
Something to bring you back.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Connect the girls.
Yeah.
So we want to remind you all that dissociation is not a one size fits all type of deal, right? It can affect many of us in different ways. Again, there's a spectrum. It can be very severe, very mild. Mm-hmm. It can be very infrequent to very frequent. If you are noticing that maybe you feel like, this is happening to me. Maybe I now can put a term.
A term to an issue.
A term to an issue. Yeah, I guess. Or this sounds like something I can put a name to what I'm experiencing. Mm-hmm. Then reach out to your mental health medical professional and let them know that, you know, I feel these things more than average, more than I maybe should.
Right.
And do some real
And they have a test. Work. There's a test.
Yeah.
Like a scale test where there is like 37 questions that usually mental health professionals use, and they can confirm if you actually are dealing with the dissociative disorder. But outside of the disorders, we are just saying that we all experience moments of dissociation through our everyday life.
Yeah.
So we want to let you know you're not alone. If you're feeling something, we felt it too. And if you're feeling it more than normal, or you're frequently feeling it, then that's when, you know.
Seek help.
We want to seek help.
Real help. So, yes. Now, it's time to pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem. What's this week's gem?
So, the gem this week is a beautiful product created by a Black-owned company called The Nice Plant. So, they have multiple different products. The Nice Plant is, like we said, a Black-owned business where they have so many different plant products, right? Through the pandemic, a lot of us started becoming plant parents. We have hella plant babies in our homes. Some of us have green thumbs. Some have black.
The black
thumb. I am proud to say that mine converted from black to green.
Mine is also green. It's a green thumb.
It once was black, but it got some life in it, and I've been keeping my babies alive.
I'm convinced that I didn't have a black thumb. I had a black environment.
Okay.
My apartment was black. I said, wow.
They weren't in
a thriving. It was not in a conducive environment for plants.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. The environment matters.
It does.
We're talking about that. Some of it's genetics and some of it's environment.
Environmental.
So anywho, the nice plant, back to business.
On track.
They have a beautiful curated plant products. My fave is their self-care box, where they send you a plant baby, room spray, Palo Santo, sage, all beautifully packaged with love, a lip balm. Yes.
Packaged with love and all plant-based products. Duh. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it just make sense to be plant-based, plant products?
Plant brand.
Yes.
Perfect for gifting for yourself or for others.
Cute as hell. Like Brittany said, beautiful packaging, and we love an intentional gift.
Yeah, we do. So go to thenicesplant.com for yours.
And tell them we sent you.
Yes.
I think that's it for this week, no?
That is it. The next week we'll be talking about mindfulness, so come back.
We have a special guest.
We do. If you listen to the Sugar Jar podcast, you'll be real familiar with our guest.
Yes, you don't want to miss it.
And yeah.
We'll see you next week. Love you. Bye. We'll be right back.